Our next session is on maximize your investment in SCCM infrastructure. Please put your hands together for Yuri Avorkiev, Program Manager at Parallels.
Is it better now? Oh, okay. So, thanks for coming to the session about Parallels MAC Management and the SCCM. I said, Yuri Avorkiev, I'm a program manager at Parallels. I'm based here in Singapore. And allow me to ask you, how many of you here today are familiar with Parallels and our products? Anyone? Okay. So, we are here to tell you about our products. In the year 2006, when Apple moved to Intel hardware, Parallels was the first company to release desktop virtualization for the Macs. And eventually, once Parallels desktop became popular among our business customers, we started hearing requests from them that they want to be able to deploy Parallels desktop and virtual machines, must deploy to their employees. And at the same time, we wanted to retain control of deployment and control over virtual machines. And as a result, we released Parallels Desktop Enterprise Edition in 2011. In February 2013, we released Parallels MAC Management for SCCM, again at request of our customers who wanted to be able to manage Macs in their environments. Not so long ago, we ran a survey asking organizations, if we use centralized management systems to manage Macs in their environments, and about 80% of respondents said that they do not manage Macs at all, so think about it. And traditionally, there have been two approaches to managing Macs and PCs in enterprise. First, and by far the most popular approach, is just to manage Windows PCs and forget about Macs. Mac users are left on their own, they're supposed to manage themselves. Another approach is to manage PCs via SCCM or maybe other central management system and to have separate infrastructure just to manage your Macs. And in this case, we are talking about separate software, separate hardware, separate network, and in some cases, separate IT administrator. So this approach is not really cost effective. So about 4 years ago, we at Parallels decided to do something about this Mac management mess. And for the reasons I mentioned on the previous slide, we didn't really want to implement just another standalone management system for Macs. According to Microsoft, about 70% of large and medium enterprises worldwide have a SCCM installed and actually actively using it. And we did our own market research on this and eventually decided to implement Mac management plugin for SCCM. And that's how Parallels Mac management for SCCM was born. With this product, our goal is to allow organizations who use SCCM to maximize their investment in SCCM and to allow them to use SCCM as a single pane of glass solution, which allows you to manage Macs and PCs side by side. And basically, our plugin allows you to discover Macs on your network and enroll them into SCCM, collect inventory information, enforce compliance via configuration profiles or via shell scripting. We can deploy software packages or patches via SCCM to your managed Macs. We can do OS image deployment, again, through SCCM to Macs. For Mac users, we offer self-service capabilities via Parallels application portal. And last but not least, of course, all was rich reporting capabilities of SCCM. Now you can include information about your Macs as part of your SCCM reports. This slide is very popular among people, this one and next one actually, very popular among people who hear about solution for the first time. We often get to answer this question, what the differences are between Parallels Mac management and native Mac management in SCCM. As some of you probably know, starting with SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1, Microsoft includes native Mac management in SCCM. But For Microsoft, this is really a checkbox feature on a feature matrix. We're not really interested in managing Macs or promoting Macs in enterprises. So as you can see, lots of red dots in parallels column, not so many dots in a CCM column. And continuing to the second slide, pretty much same story. We really try our best to allow you to manage Macs via SCCM, just the same way you manage your Windows machines. And I want to highlight the last item, works without PKI infrastructure, because one of the most common complaints about Microsoft solution is that it requires PKI infrastructure in order to manage Macs. In case of Parallels Mac Management, we support both configurations, HTTP only, as well as HTTPS plus PKI. So it's a lot easier to deploy our solution. And just to make it clear, we are actually on a very friendly terms with Microsoft development team in Redmond, with a CCM development team. And in some cases, we actually recommend our solution to your customers. Last year, we participated in TechEd Houston trade show, and our development team was very happy to receive a Best of TechEd Award in System Management category for our Parallels Mac Management plugin. So let's get technical for a moment. We say that our solution allows you to maximize your investment in a CCM and does not require you to modify your existing CCM installation or to buy any additional hardware. Basically, most of the components can be installed on your existing servers, which already host your CCM components. Parallels Mac Management consists of three core components. One is Parallels Proxy, which is a Windows service which acts as a proxy component between SCCM infrastructure and a Mac client. So another component is a Mac client, which enables communication between managed Mac, our Parallels Proxy, as well as between Mac and the SCCM infrastructure. So we have our own client for Mac. We do not use Microsoft client for Mac. And we often get this question again, can Parallels client and Microsoft native client coexist on a Mac side by side? Yes, we can, but there is not much benefit in it. And last component is SCCM console extension, which extends SCCM with UI, which allows you to manage Macs via SCCM. And allow me to do a brief demonstration of our product. Parallels Mac Management is really easy to install, so typically it takes like 15 minutes to have it installed. And once installed, it seamlessly integrates with the CCM. First thing you would want to do is to start discovering Macs on your network and enrolling those Macs into a CCM. And for that, we give you two options. First option is the one here is Parallels Network Discovery. Basically, it allows you to scan your network for Macs. We detect Macs on a network, upload our client, install it, and enroll Macs into a CCM automatically. And of course, you can configure a schedule for this discovery, and it can just run in background all the time. Another option is a manual enrollment for Macs. It's useful if you just need to enroll maybe 10 or 20 Macs into a CCM. In this case, your CCM administrator can provide a URL to his end users. We will download installation package for the client and go through a very simple enrollment wizard themselves. So once Mac is enrolled in the CCM, it appears under devices alongside of your Windows machines. So I have one Mac enrolled here, and I can use same tools I use to manage Windows machines to manage Macs. For example, I can open a Resource Explorer to view hardware and software inventory information. This is my MacBook Air and some information about hardware as well as about installed applications. And we also collect information about AppleCare warranty status for a Mac. So this could be helpful for your IT administrators to help a hardware refresh cycle for your Macs. And just to clarify, we keep all this inventory information in standard ACCM SQL database. And because of that, it is available as part of your ACCM reporting. We also provide simple remote assistant tools. For example, it is possible to open VNC connection or SSH connection. As well as, let's say in some case you created a baseline or software package, and instead of waiting for them to be applied to Mac on a schedule, you want to send them as soon as possible. We allow you to execute machine policy retrieval and evaluation cycle command. And of course, we allow you to enforce compliance on your Macs. We created custom configuration items which are applicable to Macs. One of the configuration items, it allows you to create a macOS 10 configuration profile as part of your configuration item. And as you can see, it's where you use interface of this dialog is very similar to configuration profile editor in macOS 10 server. And because we are creating standard ACCM configuration items, it is a standard ACCM workflow. Basically, you create a configuration item, create a baseline, assign configuration item to baseline, and assign baseline to a collection with your Macs. Another type of configuration item is configuration item which allows you to enforce file vault 2 disk encryption on a Mac. We support both institutional keys as well as personal keys. And in case of personal keys, we can escrow those keys in a CCM and allow administrator to retrieve a key if there is a need for that. Another type of configuration item allows you to create a script to enforce a compliance as well as a remediation script. And for our customers who have a Parallels desktop installed, we provide two additional configuration items which allow them to lock down application settings as well as settings for virtual machines. For example, I can create a policy which will set all virtual machines to use 1 gig of RAM, and I will be generous here, 2 CPUs. And again, once this policy is applied to a Mac, the end user on a Mac won't be able to change those settings. And of course, we support software deployment to a Mac as well as patch deployment. We support both package deployment model of ACCM as well as application deployment model. And when you will be creating ACCM packages or ACCM applications to be installed on a Mac, you will be using native ACCM create package or create application wizard. So in case of you, a Windows administrator who is familiar with this user interface, it will be very easy for you to start deploying packages to Macs. You can configure package to be installed silently without any user interaction, or you can specify package as an optional. In this case, if a package is set as an optional package, it will appear in self-service application portal on a Mac, which has look and feel similar to Software Center for Windows. And again, for example, you can provide users with a Parallels desktop, and if we want to install it, we just click on install button, and that's it. And in this case, one of the benefits of this application portal that it allows users without admin right on a Mac install approved software packages. And last but not least, it is possible to do OS image deployment via ACCM to a Mac. This is a two-step process. First, you create a so-called golden image of your Mac, and you create NBI file, netboot image file. And because ACCM can only work with Windows image files, what we do, we actually convert NBI file into Vim file. And once it's done, your image will appear under operating system images in ACCM. And again, it's a standard ACCM workflow. You create a task sequence, and you publish a task sequence. And as I said before, because all the information which we collect from a Mac goes into standard ACCM SQL database, it is available as part of ACCM reporting as well. So as you can see, our plugin tightly integrates with SCCM ecosystem. So when you start using it for the first time, your learning curve will be very short, and you will be able to use it to its full potential at no time at all. So, and just to recap, benefits of using our plugin comparing to native Microsoft implementation. Plug and play integration with SCCM, and it works with existing SCCM infrastructure, which means in this case you are not spending money on additional hardware or reconfiguring your SCCM. You just install our components of our plugin, and that's about it. It's very easy. Advanced Mac management capabilities, well, that's a given. Comparing to, again, native Mac management SCCM, we can do a lot more stuff. Support for latest and legacy SCCM versions. Currently, we support SCCM 2012 R2, 2012 SP1, and 2012 RTM release. And once Microsoft releases new version of SCCM later this year, it will be supported as well. Short learning curve, because you will be using mostly standard SCCM wizards and property sheets. So all this UI will be familiar for you if you are managing Windows with SCCM. And it helps you to reduce your total cost of ownership again, because there is no need for you to spend extra money on hardware which will be used to manage Macs. So for more information, visit our website, or we have an office here in Singapore, so drop us an email. We will be happy to answer your questions. Please provide your feedback and evaluations. There will be a lucky draw at the end of today. And thanks for coming to the session. And of course, do you guys have any questions? We'll be happy to answer those. Okay, so if you do have any questions, we have a booth around the corner. Please visit us. Thank you.